Okay. So just a quick review of what we did yesterday. So we have case one, case two, and case three. So case one is if you swallow matzah, then everyone agrees you're yotzei. Case two, if you swallow maror, Rashi holds your yotzei because it's impossible that you didn't taste it. Whereas Rashbam says, no, you're not yotzei because you weren't in maror as piv. And case three is where you have them both together. So you yotzei the matzah, not yotzei the maror. And Rashi explains the reason why you're not yotzei the maror is because then, since the matzah is together with the maror, now you don't taste it. Okay, so we had a lot of problems, but just to review the answers. Okay, so we said the question is really that taste eating. I mean, just in terms of thinking about the problems, I mean, just to point out, what we did is we defined, I guess it comes down to what Yehuda's question was yesterday, is swallowing eating, right? So what we ended up defining is what are the components of eating? I mean, that's, as far as just, you know, we didn't like make up things, you know, just thought about what the components of eating are and defined them clearly, and it kind of led us along the path. I mean, just in terms of, you know, reflecting back on what we did here. But so in eating, there's two components. The essential component, at least in general, essential component of eating is ingestion, is that your nutrition, ingestion, and a feature which is normally accidental is taste, the culinary component of the eating. Fine. So by matzah, the mitzvah is a normal achila, ingestion. You have to ingest it, you eat it. So therefore, everyone agrees, even if you don't taste it and you swallow it. So even though you may not experience the taste in a full way or in any way, whatever, it doesn't matter, because by matzah there's no requirement of tam, of taste, because it's just a normal achila, ingestion. But, of course, it's a kiyam, l'chachila, you should do it together with the tam, because that's the achila b'shlei musa. It has the complete achila is that it has the component of tam as well. But by maror, the question is, how does maror work? So by maror, everyone agrees that the Torah wanted to do is to create this idea of remembering of the meriras, the bitterness of that we had in Mitzrayim. So it shifted the focus of the achila and changed it from your ordinary achila. The question is, how did it do that? According to the Rashbam, it demanded a different, the chef's achila, a culinary achila. It took that which is normally an accidental feature, and it said, that's the achila which we demand, the culinary achila. Now, if that's the case, then you can't say that if I swallow it, it's true I may sort of taste the maror going down, and I may sense it. But that's not the culinary achila. The culinary achila involves chewing. It's a whole experience. And therefore, the Rashbam says that you're not yotzei if you swallow the maror. Because the maror, it's a culinary experience, and swallowing it doesn't produce that experience. Matzah, there's no such thing like that. Okay. Rashi, on the other hand, says no. No new culinary, no achila. Achila is achila. Achila is ingestion. That's the essence of achila. And even by maror, that's the case. But by maror, they insisted that you have the accidental component, the achila b'shlei musa. You must have the component of the taste as well. Since meriras and all that, the way they halachified is that they said you must have the component of a taste as well. So if that's the case, then even if you have the taste, agav orcha, just as it's passing through your mouth, you sense the taste, the bitterness, that's also good. Ef shashlo tam botam mar, it's impossible. Mar is a bitter thing. And even if you're swallowing, as it's going in, you're going to sense that. So therefore, that's also good, according to Rashi. But if you swallow it together with the maror, with the matzah, so then we said, then you're not going to end up tasting it. Because first thing, you're not chewing it, he says. So chewing it, you definitely get the taste. But even, the touching your mouth, since it's combined together with the matzah, so therefore it doesn't, like, exclusively touch your mouth. It's diluted in a sense, and therefore that you can't say that my achila has the characteristic of the tam of mreiras, the tamar. That's what we explained yesterday. Okay? Fine. Now, so that's according to Rashba. According to Rashi, so now we're sort of moving towards forward. So according to Rashi, case three is very necessary. Because in case two, if you swallow the maror alone, you're yotzei. So now case three is telling me if I swallow the matzah and the maror, I'm yotzei the matzah, but I'm not yotzei the maror. So that's a chiddush, because it's telling me that where I would think that you're yotzei the maror, because you see, if you swallow maror alone, you're yotzei. It's saying, but if you do it together with the matzah, then you're not yotzei. So that's telling me a new halacha that I would never know just from case one and two. Okay, so that's So the coin to Rashi, it's very good why you have case three. It's another case two and case three are very different. Both of them are swallowing mar, but there's one way to swallow mar that you're yotze, which is alone. Another way to swallow mar, if it's together with matzah, you're not yotze. So that's very important to teach us. According to the Rashbam, on the other hand, case three seems superfluous. Okay? Because again, the Rashbam holds matzah is just achila, ingestion. So you swallow matzah, it's good. Maror is the kolner achila. So the kolner achila, you have to taste the maror. And therefore, if you swallow maror, you're not yotze. So now, case three is telling me if I swallow matzah and maror together, I'm yotze matzah, not yotze maror. Obviously. We already know. Case one is where the matzah part, and case two is the maror part. So what's the chiddush? What do you need to teach me? It can't be, but if I'm not yotze maror, even if it's alone, certainly I'm not going to be yotze maror if I combine it together with the matzah. It's not going to make it any better. I'm not partaking of the culinary experience of maror anymore because I have the matzah mixed with it. It's on the contrary, it's less. So certainly I'm not going to be yotze maror. So what's the point of teaching me the third case? Right? So that was your question. Right? Okay. So the Rashbam answers. The Rashbam takes it up. Okay? Rashbam takes it up. And in the Rashbam, what page are we on here? Kuf Tes Vav, on my base, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Rashbam says, we're picking up, it's the medium-sized lines on the Kuf Tes Vav base in the Rashbam, like the sixth line. It says, we're in the middle of the Rashbam. It says, Ulafi HaKosov B'Svarim. Okay? And according to the Gersa, which is found in the Svarim is what he quotes above. He says this is how he found the Rashbam Shita is how he found in all the Svarim he looked at, in all the texts. So he says according to that explanation, which is the Rashbam's explanation, Sarach Lefarish, you have to explain Balamatzu Marar, in the case of Marar, we swallow them both together, which is case three. Then what's the Chiddush? Yidei Matza Mihu Yatza. That it's not the Mara. Of course you're not Yotzei the Mara, because it can't be worse than case two. It can't be better than case two. Case two, you're not Yotzei the Mara. Case three, certainly you're not Yotzei the Mara. But it's telling you that you may think you're not even Yotzei the Matzah if you swallow the Matzah and Mara together. Okay? If you swallow Matzah alone, you're Yotzei. Okay, that's case one. But I might say if you swallow it together with Mara, you're not even Yotzei the Matzah. Why? Delo tema afide matzah lo yatza. Don't say that you're not even yotzei the matzah. Why would I say that? The ikotarti l'reisa. Because now there are two things going against you. Right? Ra is like bad. Reisa is two things that are bad here. Two things going against you. Shelo tam matzah. First of all, when you have the matzah and the mara together, you're not tasting the matzah. And vigam, additionally, lo naga begrono. It didn't even touch your throat. Right? Why didn't it touch your throat? Shehamarar chotzeis bentayim, because the marar is like a chatzitza, is blocking between your throat and the matzah. Okay. So what's he saying? Just tell me. How do you summarize? What's Rashbam saying? Well, how's he answering the problem? What do you need case three?
So he's saying that the avmina that you have the matzah that you wouldn't be able to is because maybe you wouldn't taste the taste of matzah, or because it wouldn't really touch your throat.
And it's not touching your throat.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, okay.
I thought we didn't care about the taste of matzah.
Okay, that's first of all, we didn't care about the taste of matzah.
Yeah, but
this is saying
hobby. Within that hobby, if you would taste it, it would eliminate the problem.
Right, it's hard to
eliminate.
Two things against it. Now, just explain to me the facts, okay? The fact is, you're not tasting it, so you'll say, why are you not tasting it? Because, I guess, you could say because it's together with the mar, the same way as we said before.
There's no taste of matzah when you swallow it anyway, right?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you could say, that it's not clear whether do you taste the matzah when you swallow it. But maybe you could say the same way, we don't know. It's irrelevant.
Oh,
Rashi said you don't, right? Well, no, we didn't say you don't.
Isn't that what Rashi brought in that
since
then we swallow
matzah,
you're
yotzei,
but...
Oh, the yeah, well, that... Okay, you're right. Okay, good. So, fine. You're right. You're right. So there's no taste anyways when you swallow the matzah. Okay, that's true. Because he says, l'chila ta matzah, is implying that, no, you don't have the time. Okay, good. So you don't taste it, that I understand. Fine. So I understand. So when you're putting with the mara, you also don't taste it, right? Because you don't taste it. Mara, you mean mara, there's taste when you're swallowing it. There is that component
right,
because it's bitter.
Good anyway,
right. But that's not good enough, according to him, because you need the culinary type of achila, which the taste is primary. fine. So matzah, you don't taste it anyway. So that's fine. So I'd say it doesn't matter if you don't taste it. But here you have two things against, because not only don't you taste it, but it doesn't touch your throat. Now, why doesn't it touch your throat?
It's wrapped in the
mara. So, yeah, well, that's what the question is who said all of a sudden now it's making up a new case? I mean, just because you're swallowing them together, I mean, are we? Who's talking about the case where it's wrapped in the mara? I mean, is that the case? I mean, it's saying you're swallowing them together.
I don't think it's completely engulfed in the.
I mean, right? You wouldn't. It doesn't sound. I mean, from what we know already, that it's completely engulfed. But if that's the question, what does it mean that shelo nagav grona because the mara is chayotzeitz? No, I'll tell you, it is a normal case. If you can eat matzah and matzah mara together, it will touch your throat. I mean, it may not touch it exclusively, but I mean, you wouldn't say that the mara is the chayotzeitz sounds like it's blocking it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it just, pshat is hard to understand. I mean, what does he mean? You know, you have the problem? Just before we get to the swa, I mean, you have to explain, what does he mean pshat-wise? That he's saying, I might think you're not yotze the matzah when you swallow the matzah and mara together, because first of all, you're not tasting the matzah. Fine, that I understand. And because it's not touching your throat, because the mara is blocking. But what it doesn't say anywhere is that the case is talking about a case where you're wrapping the mara around the matzah. Right? So what's he talking about? And of course, we're gonna have to explain what's the concept here. I mean, what's it teaching you? What are we learning about? I would have a havamina here apparently that if you have both these things going, whatever these two things are, with both these things going against you, I'd say you're not yotze. But it's teaching you, this third case is teaching you not. Even though you don't taste the matzah, and the matzah is engulfed or whatever, is blocked and it's not touching your throat, still in all, you're still yotze. It doesn't make a difference. Yes, you.
I just want to say, I think there's two types of the tasting.
Okay.
Because I think you have the tom itself, you know, just in the chilling. And you have the tongue also from the swallowing itself.
Right.
So I think what he meant was, I guess when the matzah does not go down your throat as in as by that, he said there's no tasting by that too.
In your throat.
Right. And so I think what he means to say is a person skips the whole process of the chewing, you know, which enables the person to taste it, and through that, as a person swallows it, and then he tastes it from there. So from that, I believe it means that there's no taste whatsoever. I'm saying from the first step, which is the chewing, the second step, which is the swallowing itself, because the person would have swallows, taste it. So, I mean, that was just like an idea, just like...
Okay, I hear you. What do you guys think of that?
So you're saying that there's like two things to about taste, and that with matzah, you care about the taste that goes down your throat?
Are you saying maybe you'd think that if you don't taste it, if you swallow it, even though you don't taste it in your mouth, you still taste it in your throat? But
I mean,
why? Why should I worry about the?
But that's the
food itself. It's an achila. It's like Mar said on how you can just swallow it and you're still.
But it's an achila. I don't know.
Well, the thing is there a taste in your throat?
Yeah,
it's
something.
You're
saying like a bitter pill type of
taste.
And also, I mean, I was thinking of something along those lines, but I mean, he doesn't. It seems like the first part is a tasting part. It seems like the second idea he's.
The first part is a tasting part, but in order for you to, I guess, receive the full effect, you have the first part, which is the tasting of the taste buds. Then through that, I don't know the whole science behind the, taste and the whole digestive system.
Right.
But like once you taste something, and it goes down your throat, you still have that sensation.
That's true, but...
But the taste is still is from your mouth.
I mean, the taste was in your mouth.
I mean, there's no taste buds in your throat.
Right.
Like, you might sense it there.
But also, if that taste
whatever that throw test they transcribe is there, I'm guessing Rashi would have admitted to it anyway because he missed the one by Mara, right? So like, if he doesn't miss one by Mata, then like, and he's
right.
Like Rashi's talking
about
the
right, there's no taste for it. Right, you know, he said by Mata you don't have that, but you don't need it when they're together. Right, and also just it sounds like he's off the taste idea. Now he's onto a different thing of touching your throat. I mean, it's hard to understand what that means. And he explains, don't know why, because the motor blocks. I mean, it sounds like he's really talking about a mechanical type of, you know, like a thing of touching.
Off the thing of taste, because he's had one of his reasons.
The first one, yeah, I understand the first reason is taste, but I'm saying the second reason doesn't seem to also be taste.
Okay.
I mean, I don't mean that he's throwing saying taste has nothing to do with it, but he's saying the second answer doesn't seem to be also a thing of taste. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to address myself to Lisa's question as to why we care about Tom in this case, because we said that Tom is not really an issue by himself.
Right.
And also to your question about the engulfing thing. Because I don't think he's saying that when it comes to Achila, it should be completely devoid of the human experience.
Okay,
that he's saying that the human experience is a necessary component when it comes to being something being defined as achila.
Okay.
So I think the reason why I said the first by Tom that there's no Tom is because you've missed that human experience. You need to somehow relate that eating to you, to the person.
Right.
So first I would say like. If you ate paper, right. So you don't relate to that as food, so therefore it's not considered an achila.
Right.
Or for instance, if you injected matzah into your system,
right.
So that's you don't relate to that as an eating. You
right.
relate to that as somehow some type of
okay.
I don't know what that is.
Right, something else.
Some nutritional experience.
Right.
So you have to somehow relate. You have to relate the food to the person.
Right.
So if you don't have tam, so that lacks in some type, and that's the highest expression of.
Okay.
Me relating to this as a food. I get
okay.
the enjoyment out of it and I swallow it.
Okay.
But the thing is that if I swallow it with something else and now something else gets in the way, the question is that I'm lacking a different type of experience of the food, that the sensation of it going down.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be completely engulfed. The thing is, the problem is that there's another food which I'm also feeling going down. So if I don't exclusively relate to this as matzah going down,
right.
Can I say that I'm eating matzah right now? Like there's a chunk of stuff going
right.
down my throat.
Okay.
So can I say this is matzah going down my throat?
Right.
Or at least according to the Havmin, they said that it even lacks in that experiential phenomenon of me
right.
feeling the matzah exclusively going down.
Right.
That Mara's going down, I feel something else here.
Okay.
But
so marshmallow on.
So then do I say that this is really matzah going down?
Okay, so the Havmin was a... It isn't. It's not, and the Maskelma is.
Well, according to the Havmina, you know, they're going to say that since you also feel Mara going down.
Right, it's not good.
So then, then there's no experience of the Mara.
Okay, good.
You could say that's what the Rosh Hashanah then was, feeling in love, right? Meaning that he needs to relate to the Akhila. It's not just enough for him to be Akhila. So the question becomes, is it still defined as you could say, is it still defined as Akhila, Akhila Shalom, or
right.
is it still defined as a Masa Akhila if he lacks that experience, right? So the Rosh
right.
would be saying, no, because in terms of his senses and his experience, it's, you know, like, yes, he got the matzah into his stomach, but he didn't, experience it at all. Same thing that Michael was saying, right? But then the Maskana is, no, all you need is the act of eating, and the only thing that defines that at this point is the derech achila of him,
right.
eating it, right?
Okay, there you
go. I agree with that, but then how are you going to explain Karchan Vasiv?
Okay, we'll get to
Karchan. Because that seems like then there'd be no chiddush over there.
Not only no chiddush, but Karchan Vasiv Yinai, I would say.
Yeah.
And here you're saying...
I understand. I mean, it says Achila Matzah. I mean, and we before said taste was a secondary thing.
Right.
And Achila is consumption.
Right.
So I don't understand, where is taste coming in. Okay, I understand what you guys are saying.
No, well, that's why I'm saying
You're saying it has to be some relation. They're like, what do you mean some relation?
I say I'm eating this object right now.
Okay, so
I can relate myself to saying.
So if you didn't know what you're eating,
what?
So I'm asking. So if you didn't know what you're eating, If you don't, like, it's in your mouth, you don't have no idea what you're eating.
Right.
Then it's not a phyla.
Well, is it a, it depends, is it a food?
It's a food. Do you know what you're eating? Is it a phyla?
Yeah.
So then...
Because I'm either getting experience with the taste and it going down, or I'm feeling the food going down. I'm chewing it, whatever. I mean, there's certain things that...
Yeah, but you're saying...
Certain aspects of that, there's certain processes that I go through. As it's going down, that I can say that I relate to it, this is the food.
And if you don't have taste, then...
So taste would be the highest...
According to Hoffman, according to Hoffman, if you don't have taste, then it's...
Then that's one strike against you. But there's still a secondary thing that can relate to this as a food now.
Which is... Okay.
So for instance, I feel it going down.
And then if you don't feel dog coming down your throat, then
I relate to whatever else. You know, like...
You have nothing on
it. I know. Let me just step in for 1 second. So the problem is you're saying that you do feel it. That's the only problem. I mean, you're saying you do feel it, but it's not exclusive. And then you're saying, so the question is exclusive, does it have to be exclusive, or does it not have to be exclusive? But, I mean, let's just look at the Rashbam, just as Lashon. I mean, you know, before we, that's what I thought also. I just discounted as Lashon. It must be that it's good. It's not possible because it just doesn't sound like it's true. And then, you know, I went off on something else. But then, let's see if we can get his Lashon to really mean what it says it means. Okay? Because I think this is a little bit of an exercise in pshat, but I mean, pshat's important before you have a svar. But, because you have to know what the facts are. But, you know, as he's saying, because the reason why you'd say you're not yotze the matzah is because it's not touching your throat, because the maror is chotzeitz. It blocks. Right? So that sounds like he's saying that it means that it's fully engulfed. I mean, it doesn't sound like exclusive. I mean, you could say that. I mean, you could read it into it and say, and that's the way I did learn it at first, you know. It means like, no, it doesn't mean that it's complete, but it means that you're not exclusively touching, you know. But it sounds like he's getting technical here, you know. I mean, he's saying it doesn't touch your throat because the maror blocks, you know. So if that's the case, then you could say it's talking about a case where it's engulfed, but it doesn't say that it's a case that it's engulfed, right? So that's the problem. I mean, then, you know, you're just making up a case like that. Well, where do you see that that's the case? But I think pshat-wise, I mean, think about it. What's the context of the Gemara? I mean, just remember the flow of the Gemara here. You have case one is where you swallow the matzah alone. And it's saying you swallow the matzah alone, you're yotze. Okay, then you have case two, you swallow the matzah alone, you're not yotze. Now, case three is saying if you swallow the matzah and the matzah together, you're yotze. Okay. Now, there are no conditions on that, right? Unless it doesn't say, for instance, that you're only yotzei. In other words, what would you conclude from these cases? Is there any way to swallow the matzah and not be yotzei? Forget about the sieve case. Forget about the sieve. Is there any way to do it and not be yotzei? Let's say it's with maror.
Still be
yotzei. Let's say you wrap the maror around it. You still be yotze. I mean, it doesn't... In other words, if you're going to tell me that in order to be yotze the matzah, it has to also touch your throat, right? That you're going to say it's only a case where the matzah and the maror are side by side and the matzah is also touching your throat, then it wouldn't be appropriate for the Gemara to say, if you saw the matzah and maror together, you're yotze. But you say, wait a second. No, if you saw matzah and maror together, then it depends. Did the matzah touch your throat or did the matzah not touch your throat? Right, if that's what it were dependent upon. We don't know what the svara for touching your throat is yet. I mean, we're still leaving that out for now, what it means. But in other words, if you were to say that you needed that even though you don't taste it, you still need the throat touching, so then it should have to say, well, if you ball matzah more together, it depends. Did it touch your throat? Then you yotze. If it didn't touch your throat, you're not yotze. But it didn't say that. It said, ball matzah more together, you're yotze the matzah. Unqualified. Right? So that implies, maybe the Rosh Hashanah saying, that implies that it doesn't make any difference if the matzah touches your throat or not. In other words, even if you have tartil reyesa, even if you have that you don't taste the matzah, and you have that you don't doesn't touch your throat, it's saying still you're yotze. Okay, it's irrelevant. In other words, even if it's mixed together with the mar and the mar surrounds it, even that. You know what I mean? So it's not saying that that is necessarily the case, but it has to include all the cases. I mean, it's saying it unqualified, it includes, and no matter how, you can eat them together. I mean, there are many ways to eat things together. You could just stuff them in, or you could wrap them around each other, whatever. So if it says it that way, you have to assume that it means, unless it qualifies somehow, the implication is that you're even going to be yotzei in that case. Okay, even in the case where the maror is wrapped around it. So that's what it's, the Rashi is saying, is I might say that case isn't good. That's the Chiddush. That if it's wrapped around it, and now you have two things against you. First thing is you don't taste it. Second thing is it's not touching your throat because the maror is blocking it. So I might say not yotzei in the matzah then. Right? I might say you need it at least, if you're not tasting it, you have to at least have it touching your throat. But it's teaching you no. Kamash Malan, even if it's not touching your throat and you're not tasting it, both of those are gone, still you're yotzei matzah. Okay, that's just pshat. I mean, we have to define what the logic of this is. But you know, what I'm saying, pshat? Should I do it again?
I'm kind of confused.
Okay. In other words, my problem was is that it sounds like what he's saying is that you're not yotzei, that it's teaching you that you're yotzei even if it doesn't touch your throat. Right? Even if it's wrapped around, you know, because he says there are two things against. First thing is you don't taste it, and it doesn't touch your throat because the maror is blocking. Right? Now, the question is, but who say you're talking about a case where the maror is blocking? So I'm saying that, no, that if it's telling me that you're yotzei, if you eat the matzah and maror together without any qualification, it must be that no matter how you eat the matzah and maror together, you're yotzei, even if the maror is wrapped around it. Okay, so it must be, that's what it's teaching you, that under all conditions, that if you swallow the matzah maror together, you're yotzei, no matter what. So now the Rosh Hashanah is saying, so what's the chiddush of that? What's the difference if you swallow the matzah alone or if you swallow them together? He's saying, no, it's the chiddush case is when it's wrapped around it, when the maror is wrapped around the matzah. And it's telling you, I might think that if you don't taste it and you don't touch it, the matzah doesn't touch your throat, I might say you're not yotzei. But the Gemara is teaching you, no. That even in that case, you're yotzei. Even if it doesn't touch your throat and it doesn't touch your throat and you don't taste it, still you're yotzei. Okay.
When it's wrapped in a sieve, it would.
No, sieve, you're not yotzei. That's gonna be the next case. I mean, you're right.
Wasn't a sieve according to this that you would be yotzei?
No, I mean you're right. It would seem that, but that's the next Gemara, which we'll get to. We'll get to.
A sieve of maror would be good.
Yeah, a sieve of maror would be good. A sieve is, well, the point is, a sieve is inedible. It's not a food. See, the maror here is an edible thing. So it's saying when it's wrapped in the maror, that's good. But when it's wrapped in the sieve, but we'll get to that. But let's first just explain. So why would I think that if it's not, you're not tasting it and it's not touching your throat, then you're not yotzei? And what's the maskana that no, you're yotzei even if you have both of those things against you? Yes, you.
What about korech?
Korech? Let's not get to korech. Okay. Korech is a different issue. Okay, but you're right. That's a question. But that's a problem. See, but I'd say in Korech you're chewing them both. See, when you're chewing them both, see, this case is talking about where your matzah is wrapped around it and you're just swallowing it. Yeah, you're right. But you're right. Well, some say you are. I mean, that's the next. That's the other sugya. I mean, some say you are. Yotzei. You know, we don't do it like that because some say you're not. But there's differences that there you're chewing it. So you're chewing it. You're relating to them both. Okay, but here you're not relating to them both because you're swallowing it. But let's leave that out for now. Okay, so why? Well, so now I don't think you have to, get into the exclusive. You know what I mean? So anywhere, you know what I mean? But I mean, the pshat wise, I mean, I think the pshat is good. You know what I mean? Rashi's making a case, but it says it unqualified. So it doesn't. It seems even in that case. Okay. So what's this touching the throat thing? Yeah.
I guess in the progression of the cases, in the first case of bottle matzah, you definitely have you can call it a pronouncement of the fact that we're eating matzah. And in the mar case, there's also a pronouncement, but the Rosh Hashanah requires the culinary taste. In this case, you might think, from those two cases alone, you might think that in the case of matzah, you still need a pronouncement of it as an empty of matzah, that you're eating matzah. This case comes comes along in this case, you might think that since matzah is not pronounced here, it's wrapped up in the maror. You don't even notice that, you know, that you're eating matzah practically, that you're not guilty of matzah. So that's the chiddush of this case, that in the case that here, despite the fact that it's not pronounced, it's still a maisa achila because it's wrapped around in a food,
right.
And there's no question it's a maisa achila. We don't require that matzah is pronounced as a food.
Right.
Whereas once you with the sieve case, since it's wrapped in something that's unedible, it's not even a maisa achila.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I'd like to get a little clearer this pronouncement idea. Okay. But go.
Yeah, just elaborate on what I think you mean by that. Is that like the matzah is not, they're not like they're, I don't know how I'm just gonna describe it. Like
okay,
there are no effects of the matzah that are reaching him. Like in terms of his senses, he's not.
Okay.
You know,
so what are these? So specify. What do you mean there? What are the two? Apparently,
the
there are two things.
Are touch and taste, right?
Okay,
neither the taste or the touch is getting to him. So it's as if he's not even aware that he's eating matzah. Like.
Right.
Like, yeah, he might know that he put it in his mouth, but, like, simply he doesn't know it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Very good. Yeah, someone else?
During the Achilah, he needs to have the...
Right.
Yeah, in his mouth. I mean, that's not a good enough...
Wait, what do you mean? I mean,
you have this matzah wrapped in maror, right? So the only thing that you feel, like, and you know that there's matzah in there, right? But in terms of your senses, that matzah doesn't register on your senses, right? And so that somehow that's what the Havamina is, that you think that when you don't have, when the matzah doesn't register on your senses, then you're not yose, right? I'm still tempted to tie this into the achila hilo thing. Like that's the whole, it seems to me like the whole drift of it. Like he needs to relate to the, you know, the matzah somehow. That's what you think anyway at this point.
But that's not gonna.
I don't know.
Okay, does anyone else have something? Well, let me try to tie it together a little bit. Okay, I think what you're saying is good. That remember, we're at the point that we're saying in matzah. So matzah, we said the essence of achila in general is ingestion, and taste is a feature. So we're saying by matzah, you don't need the feature of taste. Even if you're lacking that feature, it's still good as long as you have the essence. Okay, the essence is ingestion. But maybe you'll tell me that the reason why your yotze, if you swallow the matzah and you don't taste it, okay, is true you don't have the feature of taste, but you have another feature, okay? See, I'd say the feature is like touch or a certain consistency. You know, when you certain foods, when you eat them, they're more than just like the flavor. There's like a certain consistency of feeling the thing going, you know, swallowing it, going through your mouth. And there's another element of achila besides for the taste, okay? Which like by bread, it's a certain like by matzah, it's a certain tactile experience of the touch and the feeling it. It's touching your throat. It's going down your throat. That's another element of the experience of achila. Okay, so maybe you'll say, this is what you might think. You say, yeah, by boa matzah, case one, yotze, because although I don't have the feature of taste, but I still have the feature of the bread going down my mouth, going down my throat. There's a certain type of an experience, that's another element of the eating experience. So I'll say that's why you're yotze by boa matzah. Okay, But when I'm bala matzah mar yachad, I swallow them together, and now not only I have two things against me, that I don't have the feature of taste, nor do I have the feature of the touch, of the feeling it going down my throat. So then I'd say when you're left with only with the pure essence of ingestion, without anything else, I'd say then that's not good. Maybe the reason why is because you the yotze when you swallow the matzah is because you still have the other feature of achila. But if you simply strip down the achila purely to ingestion without any of its features, neither the feature of taste nor the feature of the feeling, the touch, the feeling of going down your throat, then I'd say you're not yotze. So that's what the case 3 is teaching us now. Even if you strip it down and all you have is ingestion of the matzah, you're still yotze. Okay? That's another chiddush that you wouldn't know from case 1 and 2. Okay?
There's only... So the case of matzah mar, or the case of matzah mar together, is a case of when the Mara is completely wrapped around.
Oh, see, that was what I was saying before. It's not only a case of that, but it's even a case of that. In other words, it's any way in which I eat matzah and Mara together. Because it doesn't say, if I eat matzah and Mara together, you're only yotzei if you end up feeling the matzah. It doesn't say that. It just says straight across the board, if you eat matzah and Mara together, you're yotzei. So, conceptually, the only reason why that case is necessary is for that extreme case where it's wrapped, where you're wrapping the Mara around the matzah. But the Rashbam is saying that if the Gemara just says it straight, Bala Matzah Mara together, and you're yotzei, it must be it includes that case also. So then, but he says, isolating, he's saying that every other case you'd know already anyways, because it's touching your throat. It would be the same thing as Bala Matzah. But in Bala Matzah Mara together, you also include the case of where the Mara is wrapped around the matzah. And it's saying apparently you're yotzei even in that case, because there's no qualification. So therefore, it must be that it's saying that even if you could strip the achila of even of the feel of it going down your throat, still, as long as you have the ingestion, you're yotzei. So that's the chiddush. Right? Any questions?
Same with the homie is saying that you have two parts to achila and you need one of them to.
Right. Because you have to have another feature besides for just the ingestion. You have to relate to it in a certain central way. It can't just be that you're swallowing it and you're getting its nutrition and ingestion. It has to, if you lose the taste, yeah, but it has to have matzah. Say matzah has another element to it. Okay, well, that's another element to it. But if you remove both elements and it's purely just the fact that I'm ingesting it without any of the ways of relating to it in a sensual kind of a way, I'd say that's not good. I'd say that's not good, but that's a teacher. No. That's achila. Achila is ingestion. That's the essence of achila. Even if you strip it of all the features of the sensual experience. But erev tochel matzos, you ate it. That's it. The eating is essentially defined by the ingestion. Through the mouth, let's say, and therefore you yotze. Okay? Which leads us to a big problem.
What if you wrap it in something that's not a food?
Ah. Which leads us to a big problem, because now that you're telling me that that all you need in matzah, you can strip it down of all of its components, you don't even need the taste. You don't even need the sensual thing of the tactile going down your throat. So therefore I'd say, oh, so if I wrap it in a plastic bag, in a sieve, in a piece of a leaf, so then I'd say also, right? But that's what case number four is coming for, okay? Case number four is saying, not so fast. So let's see. So of course, I mean, this is going to be a difficult case. So because apparently if you wrap it in a sieve, the halacha is, you're not yotzei. And the question is going to be, why not? Why not? You are still ingesting it. So why is that any worse than if you wrap it in mara? Right? Well, vis-a-vis the matzah, you're not, it's the same thing. Vis-a-vis the matzah, it's inside of something else. So what's the difference? Okay? But, I mean, we can't, let's not guess on what the reason is. Let's look at the Rashma. Okay? Because the Rashma knows, he knows the problem. Okay. So he says, Karchon Rashma. Shnehem Yachad Besiv. In this thing, Hagadol Sviv Hadekel, which I guess it's like a sap or something, which grows around like a date tree. Lo yatza. Palm tree, whatever. You're not yatza. Why? So explain. Shehare lo hayamamash bepith. Because you don't have, I guess, the substance in your mouth. Lo zev lo zeh. Neither the matzah nor the marar. You don't have any neither of them in your mouth. Ukizorik even lechemes, dummy. Okay, what does that mean?
Literally?
It's like throwing a stone into a sack. Okay? If you swallow the matzah and the mara in the sieve, it's like you don't have either of them in your mouth. It's like throwing a stone. So what does it mean? It's like throwing a stone into a sack.
You're just placing the food in your stomach. You're not eating it.
It would be like an intravenous type of thing, something like that. Right, but I mean, it's not so simple, right? I mean, because you still are. It's not exactly intravenous, because intravenous isn't through your mouth. Right. I mean, you could say it's ingestion. I mean, So the Ron said, I don't know if you saw the Ron said, it's not derech achila b'kach. It's not a derech achila. But I mean, it's at least not what that means. I mean, you could say that, that's not derech achila, but I mean, where does it say anywhere you have to do derech achila? I mean, halacha is be'aretz ochel matzah, so you ate it. I mean, what does derech achila mean? That's ingestion. You're putting it in your mouth, and you're swallowing it. So why is this any different than if you wrap the maror in you wrap the matzah in the maror around it, and you're swallowing that whole thing? So why don't I say, you're not eating the matzah in a derech achila? Right, why is that any different? The matzah is simply you're swallowing it. It should be like only throwing the matzah into the chemas. Right, what's the difference? You know?
I know, it's just an improvement.
Okay. Outdated? Okay. Yeah.
So maybe you could say that, see, when I wrap it in maror, right? So that thing which, I mean, I'm not rejecting the experiential thing completely.
Okay.
So what am I experiencing? I'm experiencing food. So that most, so then what you could say is that, so even though the matzah is inside it and I don't actually get the sensations of it, but I do say that I'm involved, I am experiencing food right now. Now it's just a lot of food in there. But
okay.
When it comes to if I encapsulate it in something, so what am I ingesting? I am ingesting something which is not, I'm ingesting, when I feel it going down, I'm saying I have something which is not food going down.
Okay. It's true, but I still am also ingesting, as in the framework of ingesting, I'm still ingesting the matzah and the mar. And you see that in matzah, you don't need the sensation of
the Mars encapsulating.
Yeah, Mars encapsulating the matzah. Then I don't feel. I mean, it's another. It's food, but it's maror. But no,
that thing which is in your throat, right?
It isn't matzah.
It's maror.
It's maror. So vis-a-vis the matzah, that's true. But you're right. I mean, that's the difference. But why should that matter? I mean, when I eat matzah, do I have to have the matzah touching my throat, or do I not have to have it touching my throat? If you tell me that all I need is ingestion and I don't need it to touch my throat, so then who cares if that which is touching my throat is a food or it's not a food?
No, because what I'm saying is that basically when it's wrapped in maror, so because that's food, so now it's as if we don't care at the maror. We don't, like, the maror's like, it's as if it's not even really there.
I know, but you have to explain that. Because in terms of the sensation of the matzah, it is there. You know, I mean, like, since it's food, therefore you can just pretend it's not there. But how does that, I mean, the only way you could say it's, we pretend it's not there is because it's ingestion. That was the logic until now, because you're ingesting the matzah. But now you're going to say, since that's food, somehow I relate to...
No, I'm saying it's not because you're ingesting that. That's because
I know, it's not what that, because you're relating to that food, but how does that affect, how does that relate to the matzah? You know what I mean? How does that affect the matzah? And there's the matzah still, I'm not relating to it in either way. I'm not relating to it as in terms of the taste or the feeling it going down. So, the feeling another food going down.
The thing is, you do have to relate to the thing in order for it to be a feeling.
To relate to the matzah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there can't be related.
Okay, I mean you're going, so you just have to work it out. You got it.
The Rashbam, he says that you don't feel the matzah or the maror. Why does it matter that you feel the maror, right? It seems like that's relevant. It's that we care about the matzah going down to your mouth.
Right.
So it seems like, and the Ron's saying like this isn't derech achila.
Right.
So it seems that when you swallow them, right, and even if you're swallowing matzah with maror wrapped around it, you still feel the maror going down your throat.
Right.
So that's still achila.
Right.
But if you don't have any food touching your throat, then that's not achila.
Okay. But why don't you say, but it's not achilas matzah?
Because achilas matzah, the matzah doesn't have to touch when it's going down. You have to do a maisa achila. So which means if the maror is touching your throat, that makes it the eating of the matzah a maisa achila.
Wait, didn't we just say that the maskana was the ingestion of matzah?
With matzah.
Of matzah.
You're right, but it still has to be, you still have to eat it at derech achila.
Wait, I understand, but hold on a second. We just said that achila, okay, is an ingestion of matzah. That's what we just said.
Achila of matzah.
The achila of matzah is an
ingestion
of matzah.
Right, but that's only, and I'm saying that's only when it's accompanied by the maror going down with it, and you feel the maror touching your throat.
Right. So how is that causing us to refine? So how, but how, so then...
Because that's derech achila. If you opened up someone's stomach and you put matzah in there, I would say, no, that's not derech achila.
Yeah, but I say that's not ingestion. So then you have to define, ingestion in a way, which is such...
It's about by derech achila.
Well, derech achila is vague. I mean, define more specifically what you mean by
that. Derech achila means that you have something touching your throat while it's going down. Or actually food. Yeah, there has to be a maisa achila, something like... You know, something going down your throat. So it's okay.
Well, if ingestion is achila, and that's all achila is, then who cares that it's wrapped in the thing, because you still have ingestion.
Yeah. There has to be a maisa achila there.
Well, why isn't that a maisa achila? If ingestion is the essence of achila, and you see that in terms of matzah, as long as you ingest it, it's achila, so why isn't that a maisa achila? This is not the way people usually do achila, but so what? I mean, but it's ingestion. If the main thing is ingestion, and all you need by matzah is ingestion, so who cares that I wrap it in the sieve? It's still ingestion. So why is that not a maisa achila?
I'm saying that it's you need more than just ingestion.
I know, but what more? That's the question. What is it that you need? And if you tell me you need something else, namely that it touches your throat or something like that, so then you should need the matzah to touch your throat. Then if you wrap it in the maror, you'll say, I didn't have a achila on the matzah. Because you need more than just ingestion. You need ingestion has to involve touching your throat. So now I didn't do achilas matzah because the matzah didn't touch my throat. Yeah, man.
Well, so it seems like he's defining derech achila.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying you're nowhere, but you have to work it out.
So it seems like the requirement has to be derech achila, whatever that is, right? And it seems like he's drawing the minimum line of derech achila as mamash b'fiv, right? That you have to be putting food in your mouth, right? And once you do that, and this is kind of similar to what God was saying, but once you characterize the act as an act of achila, then anything that you are, that is nachal,
right,
is considered good, even if the matzah doesn't touch you or anything like that, right? But if you don't have to touch your mouth, and it goes down, it's kazorik evan lachemis, right? It's like, yes, it was nachal, but it's not, there's no way you can, like, you're not experiencing it, you know, by taste or by touch, you're not putting food into your mouth, you know, you're not, you know, the only thing that's happening is you're getting the effect of it ending up in your stomach. But that's why he draws the line at what goes into your mouth. Like, if the thing that goes into your mouth is food, then it's good, and if not, and it seems like he's not saying that, like, he's not saying, I wouldn't lump mamash b'fiv in the same category as ti'ima and negiyah v'grono, because those two are sensory things. This is not something that has to do with, like, this is not a sense thing. He's not saying
What is it?
Right.
I mean, like, well, let's define clearly. What is lacking in that case? What's lacking? He says not derech achila is like a description of it. Right. But I mean, what is lacking if I eat something in a plastic bag? Okay. It's lacking its ingestion. It's not. I mean, you could say it's like yes.
I mean, perhaps you could say you haven't related to it in the sense of eating it. In other words, the chiddush here is that by ingesting matzah, it's not just having it in your body, it's that you've related to it as ochel.
Okay, so let's say it's wrapped in the maror.
Right, so that's the ochel.
No, but the matzah you're not relating to as ochel.
But the achila itself.
No, but that's achila, it's still achila. Because there's no lechastik, there's no chatzitza there.
Why isn't the maror a chatzitza?
Because maror is still ochel, so there's no barrier, so to speak.
Yeah, but the maror is a barrier to the matzah.
Right, but the
matzah
is ochel.
Yeah, but I'm not relating to the matzah in a way of achila.
It's related to his ochel. You have to have it relate to the food. Is ochel. Chatzitza is something that's not ochel, whereas
in the
other case you have... The maror is not enough for chatzitza because it's also ochel. So it's still related to the inside matzah.
It's true, but I mean, what's the idea in that formula? I mean,
you're
making a word that's, you know.
You're still relating it to two of the same way. Eating the same way. It doesn't matter that the thing's not food, you're still relating to the thing the same way.
And why can't you be relating to the inside to see? I mean, if you're saying that inside, you're relating to inside the maror. Inside the maror is matzah, then why can't you say you're relating to the sieve is matzah also? You know that's in there.
You're relating to food. You don't relate to it as ochel.
No, inside. Oh wait, did you know you put the matzah in there? I mean, is it, or are you just like
it's
randomly?
It's
not a matter of knowledge.
It's the thing that you're doing and how you relate to it. So whether it's in a plastic bag or whether it's actual food, you're still relating to it the same way.
Yeah.
So how is it different? In terms of relating to it as ochal, even if it's not ochal, you can still relate to it as ochal.
I mean, also, our argument was good before. I mean, that's so the problem is you have to find where's the hole in our argument. That you said the essence of achila is ingestion. That's essence. And everything else is extraneous, their features, and you can knock them out. So if it's ingestion, so now even if it's in the sieve, are you ingesting the matzah? Yeah, I'm ingesting the matzah. So now what are you going to say? Because I'm not, you know, what does it mean? Because Zorik Evan Lachemes Tame. It's not Zorik Evan Lachemes. I'm eating, it's ingesting it through my mouth, you know, the whole deal.
So maybe you're saying that the essence is not ingestion? Okay, is this, like, up to this point, yeah, we focus on the fact that.
Okay, so what then?
So the action is the, I mean,
what's the action? I mean, the action, ingestion wasn't just a word. I mean, the ingestion was, that's what the action of eating is, you know what I mean? Like, you have to show, what more is there now, you know? And if you're going to say the what more is there is that you have to have the taste, you know, the feel it go down or whatever, then even in the mar, you don't, you know what I mean? Like, you have to add something which isn't going to knock you out in the case of the mar, you know what I mean? Yeah. Case of the mar, that's where it's a little tricky here.
Okay, so Rabbi?
Yes.
So are you suggesting that there's no syrup between the mar and the matzah when they're together? There's no syrup of ochal?
I don't even mean there's no tzirof. I mean,
in other words, in terms of, if I were to ask you when you had that matzah wrapped in mara in your mouth, if you were just going to say mara, or you would say, no, I have matzah in mara, it just happens to be that the mara is on the outside. But if you were to ask me when I had sieve in my mouth, I have a plastic bag in my mouth. It happens to be that there is matzah in that plastic bag, but you can't tell me that matzah is actually in your mouth in that scenario.
But so you're saying that if I asked you what you just put in your mouth, you would say that I just put a plastic bag in my mouth?
Yeah, who knows what's in there? Maybe,
and you wouldn't say that you put a plastic bag in your mouth?
Food.
Yes, then why do you say who knows what's inside the mara?
No, that's what I'm saying, because you can't, you're going to say that food doesn't combine with each other? I mean, you have a foreign agent when you're talking about a sieve.
That's true. I mean, you're saying like it becomes like a sandwich or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a meeting like a matzo mara sandwich.
Right. But, you know, you're
going to
tell me, oh, I'm eating a plastic
bag matzo sandwich. That's normal. Right. That's not normal, right? What do you mean? I don't know. What do they mean when you say that you're gonna say that? Because always if you're putting it in your mouth, you're going to say that. I mean, I understand what they mean, but like, you're not going to say that. Like, yeah, you are. I mean, you just put it in your mouth. You're going to say that you just had a sieve, whatever, why you're putting it in your mouth. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's not normal, but the guy's obviously doing it, and he has matzah in there, so I don't understand what you mean.
Still consumption.
And what do you mean you're not going to say it?
Could be like with the wrong thing.
But I mean, you're making a good distinction. I mean, you're making a distinction. There's a point here to be made, but you have to still... So why still, what's lacking in the case of when you have the plastic bag with the matzah mar in it? There's what... In other words, is this not achilas matzah? Is it like what are we adding to the picture now? I mean, you're good. You're explaining why the maror, you know, you sort of are relating to.
Right.
You know, but now, so now, what's, you know what I mean?
Right, I do.
But you're good distinction. You're making a good distinction. Okay, but what does he mean when he says like zorek evan lechemes dummy? It's like since it's like you're throwing it into a bag or a bag, right?
A sack.
I think it was like a sack that they made out of the stomach of the animal, and they like they sewed up the legs and the arms or something, and they used the stomach as like a sack. So I guess it's used referring to your stomach as like the sack or something.
Yeah.
We said before that the achila is like ingestion. Okay, so I mean, I don't have any idea about this, but so aren't you going to have to say that with this it is an ingestion somehow?
Yes, it would sound like it's something like that, but the question is, you're going to have to, I mean, the word ingestion obviously is too simple a word or something, you know what I mean? Because, it depends what you mean by it. I mean, or we're going to have to at least get a little bit more sophisticated when we're defining ingestion. But it would seem like it would say something like that. I mean, it's saying it's not, something's lacking, but what about, you know, what's lacking? Let me ask you a question. Let's say you have like they have these things, a feeding tube. Right? What do they do? They shove like a tube through the guy's mouth, right, into like your stomach or into your food pipe or something like that, right? and then they shove the food into your stomach through the tube, right? So would you say that that's eating?
No.
No. Maybe not.
We're saying that achila is defined from the fact that it's not just going through your stomach through some other means, it's going through your stomach through your mouth.
Okay, but why do you say it is through your mouth?
Achila is a mindset.
There's no physical consumption.
So now you're saying that achila, that ingestion, not only is it that it goes through your mouth and down, that you're putting it in your mouth, and it's going through your mouth by your own...
Okay, listen. Let me just ask you though. Forget about the sukkah. Okay? Would you say that the guy in the feeding tube is eating?
No, let me ask you.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's no way
you should say that. That's the first one. And it goes down.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like you'd say, so what do you eat for breakfast? Oh, I ate stuff that they shoved through the feeding tube. I mean, okay, you can argue. I'm fine. I'm not saying you can't argue, but that's, we're not done. I'm just opening your mind. It's not so simple. You could see someone arguing. It's, if you can't, then fine. Then, you know, okay, Josh.
I guess eating is
passive.
Well, eating, I mean, I could shove it. Let's say I put it into the tube. I put it into the tube.
No, I put it into your mouth.
Even though you're not putting it in your mouth,
Well, it's enzymes in my stomach are breaking it down.
Right, that's consumption. I'm saying, how do you define consumption?
Are you defining consumption? Well, no, because you're saying it's not eating. Not eating?
Of course, the consumption itself.
So what if someone takes a stone and sticks it in your mouth? It's not eating? It's not feeding then?
Okay. Well, what else is it? We already showed that in matzah. If eating is more than ingestion, then why, if you swallow the matzah and it's wrapped in the maror, is that considered eating matzah? Because so you're not having taste, you're not having the feeling of it. So I thought we said that because in matzah, eating is just ingestion. And therefore, even though you're minusing out the taste and the sensation of it going down your throat, it's still considered you're still eating the matzah because you're ingesting it. So now you want to add something back in. So now you want to say, no, you have to also feel it. So then why, when you wrap the matzah in the maror, are you not yotzei?
No, it's kind of matzah. It can't be totally passive.
Passive, I'll say I'm putting the bag, the sieve in my mouth. I'm not passive. I mean, the feeding, we can't get too into the example of the feeding tube. You know, as I'm putting the sieve in my mouth.
If you stuck a feeding tube in your mouth, then I'd say that you'd be eating.
You would say?
Yeah.
Fine, so then I'm sticking the sieve into my mouth.
Right, sticking the sieve in your mouth. You take the sieve, you stick it in your mouth.
So you're asking a question, you're not giving it. Okay, yeah. Good.
Center.
Let me say something, okay? Okay, we could maybe make things better and work things out. Maybe we'll work on it tomorrow, whatever. But let me just say what I was thinking. I was thinking like this, is that, see, in your mouth, see, for everyone to agree, for instance, if I stick an IV into me and I thereby get food into my system, that's not eating.
It's not
what I'm eating. Right? Let's agree with that.
If it's in your veins?
Yeah, my veins. Yeah, yeah. My veins. Because achila, eating is only in my mouth, right?
Right.
But, see, a mouth is an interesting kind of a thing. See, on the one hand, your mouth is like your mouth, you know? Your mouth. Okay, it's your mouth. It has taste, organ, you know, your tongue, your lips, your taste buds. But your mouth is something else. It's a very big opening into your body. Right? Why do they stick a feeding tube into your mouth? Okay, because that's a very good access to your stomach, right? It wouldn't be as efficient to like drill a hole in your stomach and shove the food into it. Okay, it's not as efficient. So your mouth happens to be that it's a tube. It's basically a long tube which goes to your stomach. Right? It's so to speak an extension of your food pipe. Right? But your mouth certainly is not just an extension of your food pipe. Your mouth is also a sensory organ, which is involved in a whole another realm of experience. Right? I mean, you wouldn't just say when you're eating, I'm sticking the thing into my stomach. That would be zorgem lechema. So you're sticking the thing into your stomach. But in your mouth, achila is not just sticking something into your stomach via the passageway in your mouth tube. It's through your mouth. Achila involves the idea that you're relating to your mouth, and not just your mouth like as the opening, this specific opening, like you have your mouth and your ear, but the mouth is engaged in a certain, the mouth qua mouth, and as the mouth, insofar as it's a mouth, is really is an entity which is a tactile type of sensory type of an entity. Okay, so if I put a feeding tube into my mouth and then stick food into there, the reason why I'd say it's not eating is even though it's ingestion through my mouth, but it's not relating to my mouth as a mouth. Okay, and I say eating, I'd say, is when you're putting something into your stomach through your mouth, but I don't just mean the physical space of your mouth. I mean your mouth insofar as it's an entity which relates to food. Okay, it's a certain kind of an entity which has a certain type of relationship. When food enters your mouth, your mouth becomes actualized as an entity of what we call of a mouth. Okay, it's not just a tube. So I'd say, therefore, when you take a thing in a plastic bag or in a sieve, then I'd say that it's not achila because, like it says, you're not relating to your mouth. It would be like you're simply throwing the food into your stomach through the tube, but you're not. It's not derech achila, because in achila it involves the fact that your mouth is involved insofar as it's a mouth and it's a sensory organ. But that's a component of the ma'isa achila. Okay, then achila, that is the way in which you're relating to the mouth. So therefore, I'd say if you have it in a paper bag or in a bag and in a sieve, then it's not achila. Okay, but I'd say if you're taking the matzah and maror together, okay. Now the question is now that I'm ingesting the matzah, right? Now through my mouth. Now is my mouth engaged as an entity of achila, as a sensory type of an entity, or is my mouth simply a passageway as a tube to my stomach? So I'd say that since insofar as the matzah and maror are concerned, it's one, I'm shoving it down, one ball of food into my mouth, vis-a-vis this maisa, so to speak, this action of putting the stuff into my mouth is involved insofar as the realm of the sensory. And as I am involved in it, my mouth is being engaged in the realm. It's not just a tube, but my mouth is involved as a mouth. So therefore, that component of the achila is there. So the only thing is you'll say, yeah, but you didn't taste the matzah. Whereas the matzah part, even though now it's achila, because achila has to be that relates to your mouth through the senses. So even though you're involved in achila, but you'll say, yeah, but I didn't taste the matzah. I didn't feel the matzah. That's to say you don't need that. That's not necessary. You don't need it as long as you're ingesting the matzah. But the ingestion has to be through your mouth as a relate to the mouth in a certain kind of a way, namely of achila. And achila is only when your mouth is engaged in a certain type of a framework, which is a sensory type of a framework. So that's why it matters if the other thing is food, because now the other thing is food, now your mouth is involved in that framework. As opposed to, you're putting it in through a bag, that's not eating, it's like I'm shoving it into my stomach through that orifice in my body, but it's not achila, because the achila is only when the mouth is through the mouth, but the mouth as an entity of mouth. Questions?
So are you saying that's... I mean, just to go back to the thing, are you saying that basically what you're saying is that you have to relate to what you're eating as food? I mean, I know it's not always saying, but like that what you're eating has to be food?
Right. I'd say that if you're just stuffing that you have... Right. I mean, I'm saying, in a sense, I'm saying that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you're saying that you have to relate to it as a sensory organ as opposed to just a tube to the stomach, right. But yet, like we said, you're not tasting it, you're not, no senses are being activated, so I don't see what you mean by relating to it as a...
No, because insofar as this action is concerned, my mouth is only, when I'm sticking this ball of matzah and maror into my mouth is only engaged once.
Yeah.
And the manner in which it's engaged, since there's tam of maror there...
Yeah.
So therefore, the way in which my mouth is being engaged is as a sensory organ. So therefore, I'm involved in an ingestion. Therefore, this is defined as achila. So achila is an ingestion through the mouth, and it is ingestion through the mouth. So therefore, there is achila of the matzah. The only question is, but now is that achila relating to the matzah in the proper way? Well, the matzah doesn't need the element of taste. So therefore, I have achila as matzah. But if it's in the sieve, then it's not even achila, because achila means that you're eating it through the mouth in a certain kind of a way. Once you're eating, there's a certain idea, you know, of achila, and you're eating it through your mouth, and you're putting it through, and it's relating, you know. So it's saying it's not even defined as achila if you stick it in a bag. I mean, it comes down to that's not achila. Because I'm not doing achila. I'm not involved in achila if I stick a thing in a bag. But it is achila if I do the... I'm involved in achila because if there's taste. Yeah.
Did you ever say that according to the Rashbam that if you swallow
something,
there's
no
taste?
No, he said there's no culinary experience of eating marah, because that's the nature of the mitzvah of marah according to him was that kind of achila. But it doesn't mean that you don't have, right? He didn't argue on the facts like of Rashi that it's impossible there's no taste.
Can you say that the sieve relates to your mouth as a sensory organ? Because the mouth, the sensory organs in your mouth are passive. You're not doing an actual act. So anytime anything goes in your mouth, you're relating to that thing which goes in your mouth with your mouth as a sensory organ. You're still getting the same thing as with the food.
Sieve? No, but I say the nature of the sensory organ isn't only of a touch. I mean, the nature of the sensory organ of a mouth, it involves taste, a certain eating characteristics of eating.
You also have the taste of the plastic, too, or whatever it is.
Yeah, but that's not achila. I mean, that's not, I mean, a sensory organ, I mean, it's a sensory organ designed to have a certain relationship with foods. I mean, it's not a food, it's a different kind of a...
But it's still relating to the sieve the exact same way it relates to the food.
That's not true. No. When your mouth relates to a food in a certain type of, I don't know, do you eat bags? I mean, it's a certain... Because when you have food, the nature of the relationship of my mouth is being actual... Whereas the mouth is an entity which is designed to have a certain type of reactions, I mean, on a chemical level, but it's functioning when you put foods in there, and it relates to them a certain way. It breaks them down, it gives you taste buds, you know, the whole whatever the mouth does is a certain kind of a way which the mouth relates to foods. And if I stick a plastic in my mouth... Yeah, I may be able to chew it, but the idea of my mouth and the way in which the mouth is functioning, it's not the way in which a mouth functions.
What? Bubblegum also isn't food, but you would say that your mouth relates to bubble, you relate to bubble. Yeah,
well,
it's chemically connected.
That's true.
Chemically, it works, yes, true, bag is an achila, but the way your mouth works, chemically, like how it figures out what the taste is, what's in your mouth, it works the exact same.
Yeah, but it's not that experience. I mean, you're not relating to the mouth in the way mouth is. You know, I mean, it's true you may be mimicking the chemical or whatever, but I'm saying it's not in terms of achila being a certain kind of an experience of ingesting something through the mouth, and the mouth is relating to it in a certain way. You don't have that here. And it's hard to get. You know, I don't mean to say chemical. The lack is the mouth isn't functioning as an eater. You know, as an eater. I mean, it's just going through the mouth. It's not. It doesn't do anything to it. I mean, it's just a vehicle of ingestion. And it doesn't have taste. I mean, I don't know. Whatever reason a leaf is in a food, it's therefore when you're putting it through, it's not. The mouth isn't relating to it as a food. I mean,
if it was wrapped in like bubblegum also isn't a food for.
I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I don't know, but. I don't know.
So why don't you say it's just not nochal? And therefore, you can't be defined as an eater.
Yeah, but the problem is, what's it called? It is an achal. The matzah on the inside is an achal. So now you have to say that because in terms of achila, my mouth has to be relating to the ochal directly. You know what I mean? Because my mouth has to be relating to the ochal directly.
So it has to be both.
Both what?
To be considered an ochal and...
Yeah, I mean, it has to be an ochal, because otherwise I'm not eating. But I'm just saying that in eating, in derech achila, that's what I mean derech achila. I mean, derech achila means that when you eat something, the natural way of eating something is that you're putting it in your mouth, and it goes through your mouth, which is in a certain kind of a way, and then it goes into your stomach. It's there's a process in achila. It's not just that you're ingesting, you're not just getting into the stomach. But the derech achila is that you have your mouth, and that undergoes certain sensory types of things, and then it goes into your stomach. But if you're putting something in a plastic bag through into your stomach, then I wouldn't say you're eating the thing. I'd say you're just using your mouth as a segue to get into your stomach. I mean, I put a piece of steak in a plastic bag, and then I swallow the plastic bag. I wouldn't say I'm eating the steak. I mean, I'm getting the steak into my stomach through my mouth. But that's not eating. I mean, eating involves a certain type of an experience.
Is it the experience and it's not an ochel? Or is it...
No, that's why. Since it's not an ochel, therefore it's not the experience. I mean, since it's not an ochel, therefore when I put it in my mouth, I'm not partaking of that experience of achila. The achila is a certain experience when I'm relating to a food. So therefore I'm not involved in achila. But now I am involved in achila, so now the question is, what is the achila relating to? Actually, if you want to boil it down, say that's not achila. Achila involves that you're involved in a certain kind of a process. A process where there's something which is touching, some ochel which is touching your mouth. Okay, which is touching, which is this contact between your ochel and your mouth. And that's achila. And by putting something which isn't a food in your mouth, that's not achila. Okay, but now once it's achila, so now the achila is relating to everything. Now the question is that achila relating properly to the matzah? Well, that's a question whether you needed the taste of the matzah. But we say you don't need the taste of the matzah. I mean, that's I'm breaking it down into, put simply saying that's not achila. Achila involves, it's not just ingestion, but it's a certain type of human activity of ingestion, where you're eating, what we call eating. And if you put something inedible into your mouth, even though it may have things inside of it, that's not eating. Eating is a certain category in the mind where you're eating something. It means you're putting something which is a food into the mouth, and thereby it's going into your stomach. So if it's not a food and it's a plastic bag which is being put in, it may be on the inside, but that doesn't make it eating, because the eating involves the taste. But now that you're eating, the question is, so now am I relating to that thing properly? Oh, it's achila, and now it relates to the matzah, because that's being ingested. Any questions? What do you think? I mean, is there a problem? Do you not like it?
I can't understand it. I understand you're saying there's a difference in relationship, but like in the way that your mouth relates to anything, it relates the same way. It always relates the same way that anything is in your mouth.
I mean saying that there's a certain human experience of achila, and you're not involved in the human experience of achila if you put a plastic bag in your mouth and swallow it. I mean, you may say that in terms of passageway of a thing getting to my stomach, it's the same thing, but the experience of achila involves a certain sensory type of a thing. And you clearly don't call it achila if I eat a plastic bag. If I only ate a plastic bag, you wouldn't say I'm doing achila. I mean, it's not achila. That's smuggling a plastic bag into my stomach through my mouth. It's not achila. There's achila is where you're involved in a certain type of a way. It's your mouth is engaged. Because that's what achila is. Your mouth is engaged, and it's achila. It's ingestion through the mouth, but the mouth has to be relating to it in that kind of a way. Well, let's think about it, and I'll think about it also. Okay. Okay. You think about it. Try to clarify it. Okay. And the problem now, what we're gonna do, we'll do tomorrow, is what some of you guys prepared for today. Okay. Which is the next Gemara. I told you what to prepare, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But what I want you to look for is look for the right away. There should be compare this Gemara to what we already know. Okay, there'll be a problem. Okay, just not even to all our smart. Just to simply compare the Gemaras.
And that problem is probably
two Gemaras.
Right?
No.
You mean the new Gemara to
not necessarily. Not necessarily. I mean, it's a simple question. Before
it
you
get to the obvious.
It should be obvious.